the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God, as we continue our journey through this Lenten season, as we examine ourselves, our hearts, our service, our generosity, our love, our forgiveness of others, Lord, show us what can come up from the ashes, what can become alive again, how we can turn toward you, O God, to seek your face and to live out your purpose in our lives, to spread the news of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ, for those who need to hear, to those who long to hear. We thank you for your love and for this moment. Remove anything that hinders us from hearing from you, from worshiping you, and from following you. In Christ's name we do pray, and all of God's children said, amen. In our passage today, on this second Sunday of Lent, we have a decision to make. As we witness a conversation between some Pharisees and Jesus, we witness a dialogue that empowers us to see an obedient Jesus who is doing his Father's work while his face is set toward Jerusalem, toward the cross. And nothing, not even the threat of immediate death, looming warnings, or intimidation from King Herod can deter Jesus from throwing out demons, healing people, and foreshadowing his final work, his ultimate mission that will be made complete on the third day, Resurrection Sunday. Saints, without the journey to the cross, without resurrection, without the ascension into heaven, there is no redemption, there is no salvation, there is no forgiveness of sin for the rest of us. So with humility, Jesus has set his face toward Jerusalem. So can we just talk a little bit today? During this Lenten season, what have you set your face toward, and how open are you to change? I want to share for a moment. I may be a preacher, a pastor, a teacher, a seminary graduate, but I have my flaws. I am not perfect, but I am determined to set my face toward my future self. Not my today self. My today self wants all I can get now, today, at this very moment. But my future self longs to be the best God created me to be. My future self desires a life through the direction of the Holy Spirit that gives and receives love and forgiveness. My future self has a heart to serve God and God's people. Even if they don't like the way that I look, my future self has the gumption to bring heaven here on earth, to preach the good news to those who need to hear it, to act justly and walk humbly with God. But in order to attain this future self, this version of my future self, I start now, today, with prayer and conversations with those who are living my future self, saying yes to service, yes to God, yes to the Holy Spirit, to embrace repenting and confession, to block out complaining and judgment, to take time to study God's word, embodying humility and generosity and preaching and teaching, ignoring the haters and seeking God's face along the way. What have you set your face toward this Lenten season? In the very beginning of his mission, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus has a proclamation that he has come to share the good news, to share the good news to the very ones who are ignored, who are marginalized, who are on the outskirts, who are imprisoned. He came to preach the good news to those who are last, but for Jesus will be first. This conversation with some Pharisees creates this image of Jesus standing with men who have power and influence and most likely are intimately connected to King Herod in some way. And they have come to Jesus to either warn, threaten, or intimidate Jesus. They come to say the words, "You need to get out of here," so Jesus will go away, so Jesus will abandon his call, so Jesus will leave behind his mission because King Herod wants Jesus dead. It's a repetition of what we heard when Jesus was born. I love this passage in its very convoluted way. It exudes this high level of obedience and gives us permission to think outwardly to the future and not inwardly towards oneself. To not be focused on today alone. See, Jesus will not be deterred. Listen closely. Jesus does not stand in his present self in this passage, having this conversation with the Pharisees. Jesus is standing and proclaiming his future self with strength and humility, with power and purpose, outing his haters and maintaining his face set toward Jerusalem, determined to keep his eyes on God. Jesus said to them in verse 32, "Go tell that fox, Herod, look, I'm throwing out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will complete my work. However, it's necessary for me to travel today, tomorrow, and the next day because it's impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem." In the Old Testament, the fox is destructive. In Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 15, the speaker says, catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, because our vineyards are in bloom. In Ezekiel 13:4, the prophet says, "O Israel, are like foxes among the ruins." Jesus, and I would even say the Pharisees, know King Herod is destructive. If given the power, destructive people can take you off path, can take you off mission, off of the direction that God has laid out before you. Jesus says, "Go tell that fox," and I'm paraphrasing, "Go tell that fox that I'm about my Father's business, healing, serving, casting out demons, until my work, my purpose, my direction is complete." Working under divine operative, filled with the Holy Spirit, with his purpose in mind, Jesus is neither intimidated nor deterred. Oh, beautiful people of God, Jesus has his eyes set on Jerusalem for you. for me, for us, for the world. He is standing his ground in a way that honors and brings glory to God. What have you set your face toward? And how open are you to change today for your future self? Jesus has always proclaimed his future self for us. Perhaps it is time that we do the same. Our future selves say, we desire for more people to come to know the Lord, to come to know our church. But our today selves don't want to talk to anyone. Our future self says, we don't care who they are. We want more people and families in the pews. But our today self says, we don't want to hear babies crying in worship. We only want people who look like us, economically, educationally, ethnically, and even sexually. Our future self says, we want to reach out to our community, but our today self says, we don't want to serve. Our future selves, like Jesus, starts now. It starts today. We have a decision to make. As beautiful people of God, as the church, as God's people, what have we set our face towards? Jesus, in his boldness, in his conversation, can we pull up verse 34 and 35, please? Jesus, in his conversation in verse 34 and 35, says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who were sent to you, how often I have wanted to gather your people just as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you didn't want that. Look, your house is abandoned, I tell you. You won't see me until the time comes when you say, blessings on the one who comes in the Lord's name. Jesus begins this verse with a cry to Jerusalem. He says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. It's a lament. A lament is more than sadness. It is anger and frustration. It is an awareness of betrayal. Jesus had no illusions of what was to come. He knew there were enemies intent on destruction. But when Jesus thought of Jerusalem, the city David built up as an offering to God, the city ruled by unjust kings and self-serving priests, Jesus felt the bitterness that God feels. A bitterness fed by a yearning for something better, something new, a new opportunity, a new way for God's people to return to God. He is expressing his frustration, his anger, and regret of something that has been lost, but through him can be found. This expression, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, isn't based on the forces that were surrounding him, but on the distress of how his people, God's people, were behaving, because God desires more from us. Using this analogy of a mother hen, Jesus reminds the Pharisees and us that God is a protector. One writer says, have you ever seen a chicken hawk go after its prey? The mother hen is often aware of the presence of the hawk. She's aware in time enough to gather her chicks under her wing. And with a ferociousness, when the hawk squawks, till her chicks are safe by her side. She fluffs out her wings and protects them with her own body. The chicken hawk dies and the hen turns her body toward him without moving from her children. The predator comes in again for the kill, and the mother spreads her wings even wider. A third time, the chicken hawk dives to be hindered by this determined mother hen. She is too big to be a target, and the chicks are too safe to be seized, so he flies away. Jesus, with this mindset of his future self as our protector, our savior, whom has set his face toward Jerusalem to give us a new start, to protect us as his children. Because when we receive a new start means, beautiful people, a new start. What is your face set toward? And saints, how open are you to change? Jesus shows us what it means to have purpose in God, because our today selves determine our future selves. Our future selves begin with the empty tomb. And when we keep the empty tomb in our future, we expect and anticipate to be changed, to be transformed, to be protected by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This means becoming people who can forgive others because we have been forgiven by God. This means becoming people who can welcome strangers because we have been welcomed by Christ. This means to act boldly because we have been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. So with a focus on resurrection, we know that nothing in all creation, not even death itself, can separate us from the love of God. So saints, there is a decision to be made. So as the band makes their way up, with humility and with love, I implore, how will your today selves today prepare with purpose for your future self in Christ? How will your today selves prepare with purpose for your future self in Jesus Christ? Saints, what have you set your face toward? Are you like Jesus, who set his face toward Jerusalem, knowing what is to come, his future self, not allowing anything or anyone to determine what happens next, to intimidate him or deter him from the direction God has set out for him? What have you set your face toward? And I leave this with you. How open are you to change, so that the people who need to hear the gospel will hear the gospel, so that the people who need our hands and feet will see us in the community serving with humility, with grace, and love? How open are you to change? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.